This is episode 94 on August 1st, 2014.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography all the time. I am Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Mark Sadowski. And manning the chat room, we also have Shannon Guy and Maud Byrne. How's it going, guys?
Going well.
Quiet here in the chat room.
Quiet. We're still new.
That's right.
We have to earn it.
This is our first live broadcast on Alpha Geek Radio, and we are super excited.
Woohoo!
Yay!
So this is, if you're new to the show, you know, go back and listen to some of our episodes. And if you've been with us for a while, you'll find that we're going to have some slight changes and all that fun stuff. But we are really excited and looking forward to this. And so, yep, Mark.
Yeah.
why don't you tell everybody where they can find us and for future episodes when we go live?
Well, if you are not listening live and are listening to this via the Alpha Geek Radio, you can always find us at tinyshutter.com. If you're using some sort of podcatcher or whatever, I mean, iTunes, always go there, but just do a search for Tiny Shutter and you'll be able to find us there as well. And if you would like to contribute to the show, obviously we have the chat room, but you can always contribute to us via Twitter, hashtag Tiny Shutter, and hashtag Tiny Shutter on Instagram if you want to share your photo. And for those of you who are listening to us religiously on your feed and suddenly find out that we are doing a live show, go to alphageekradio.com. Tiny Shutter is going to be live at 9 p.m. on Fridays, because nobody does anything on Fridays. And that's 9 p.m. Eastern time. You can find us on channel number 2. And you can also join us by contributing live in the chat channel. Just go to alphageekradio.com and just click the chat button. And it'll take you to the chat room.
Very good.
You just pick a name, log in, and feel free to go at it. Just don't be mean and don't swear.
Yeah.
And then finally, if you can't get to alphageekradio.com, you can always download the app called TuneIn. If you go to alphageekradio.com, there's a link directly to it. Or go to tinyshutter.com and click on our live tab. And there's also a link to the TuneIn app, where it's a nice little radio station app.
Yes.
Where you can just do a search for Alpha Geek Radio Channel 2, and you'll be able to grab it. No problem. So that's the long, short story of it.
All right. We're going to do something a little bit different right now. We're going to kind of introduce ourselves and just kind of tell you guys, you know, how we got into iPhone photography and all that. So you know what? Let's start with you, Matt, and introduce yourself and let everybody know, you know, how you got involved in iPhone photography.
All righty. Well, I am Matt Hoffman. When we first started this podcast, I was living in beautiful New Hampshire in New England in the United States, and was kind of busy doing a lot of landscape type photography in the White Mountains and along the coast in New Hampshire and Maine. And in addition to shooting with whatever camera I had at the time, it could have been my Nikon D80 or my Sony NEX7. I also started taking lots of pictures with my iPhone 4, which was my first iPhone. And I was pretty impressed with the quality of the pictures on the iPhone. So I started to use it more and more. And then I would say Instagram is another thing that was kind of big into really getting me into the whole iPhone photography thing. I just thought it was really cool that I could, you know, take a picture I could edit it, not necessarily in Instagram, but with other apps, but I could get it online like right away and share it. And that was that really appealed to me. And I guess fortunately, or even unfortunately, however you want to look at it, our good friend and co-host here, Mark Sadowski, happened to see some of my photos on Instagram through the magic of tagging, and got a hold of me. And I was, at first, I was a guest on one of his other now defunct podcasts.
And, very much defunct.
Yes, very much so. But it was a good time. And then a short while later, the Tiny Shutter was conceived, and I was asked to be a part of it. And here I am all this time later.
I like to think of it as I bought you off of the internet.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Mark.
I want to go last.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll go. My name is Joseph Ferreira, and I live in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and I got involved with iPhone photography after I got my first iPhone, which was a 3GS, and just found that the ease and use of the camera and the platform was not only fun, but also a challenge that I grew to love it. I would go around and try to get the best images with the Tiny Shutter, hint, hint.
And I don't it have was a grown lot of... sound bite, so you're going to have to use your imagination on that one.
It was a lot of fun. And the best part about doing iPhone photography was going to people who had the same phone I did and asking them, you know, what kind of pictures do you get? Oh, mine are terrible. This is the worst thing ever. And then I would show them mine and just watch their eyes bulge out of their head and their jaw drop. And it was a lot of fun. And then going in the same vein as Tiny Shutter, I started, you know, I was listening to that defunct podcast and was on the show with Mark and Matt. And when they started Tiny Shutter, I was like, it's about time that somebody started an iPhone photography podcast. And so I enjoyed it from the very beginning. And then I got involved by doing the show notes, and they asked me to be part of the crew, and here I am.
Yay. We also bought you off the internet.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Much. That defunct podcast really had its ups though. Yeah. I think you guys, including Shannon, are probably the best things that came out of that podcast.
Can I add an addendum to my bio?
What's that?
Well, at the very beginning, I said about how when this all first started, I was located in New Hampshire, which some astute people may be asking themselves, he never said where he's at now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I ended up having to leave the area that I considered heaven, and I'm now living in Ohio, but I have yet to really explore. I know there's cool stuff to see here. I've just been really busy with this. It's a fresh move, so things will settle down here shortly, and I will get out and explore sunny Ohio very shortly here.
Nice.
That's all.
How about you, Shannon?
Well, my name is Shannon Guy. I live just north of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I started iPhone photography basically by listening to the old defunct show. And
I want to start a podcast called the Old Defunct Show. Defunct Show. Mental note.
I went in. And then I bullied my way onto this one.
twist our arm.
I sure did. I was like, look, I'm pretty. Put me on. And they said, okay. So.
I actually think that is true. I know you're trying to
be funny. That's exactly how it went.
I'm pretty sure it went like that.
I messaged Mark and I said, look.
You had me at look.
Yeah. But I mean, that's really about it.
Shannon coming onto the show, we basically lost 100% of our female audience. But we gained so much more.
That's right.
I think I appealed to the ladies too.
No, you were 100%.
You were the ladies.
Oh, I was 100%. And the chat just kicked me out again. That's it on me.
Nice. Well, what kind of photography do you do?
I do portrait and wedding photography, and a lot of iPhone stuff, just because that's what I have on me.
Nice. And all right,
Maud.
I was dragged kicking and screaming to the show.
Yes, you were.
I work with Mark. And he literally shoved cameras at me saying, here, take this, take that, start, come on, we have to do this photography podcast. And I didn't have a digital camera, so he gave me one, and then he gave me another one, and then he gave me lenses, just so we could start this podcast again. Well, no, excuse me, the old defunct podcast. Would be a good name. I don't do a ton of photography at the moment, but what I do is largely nature photography, landscape and stuff of that nature. And I do finally have a tiny shutter with me that I do carry around everywhere. Don't use it as much as I should, but I do actually have one. And I hear Mark's voice in my head every once in a while. I was driving to work the other day, passing by this beautiful scene and just thinking to myself, that would be a good picture. And as that thought occurred to me, I couldn't help it. All of a sudden, Mark's voice is in the side of my head. If only you had some sort of little device that you could put in your pocket that you could maybe take a picture with. And I almost pulled over to take the picture, but I was already running late, so I kept going.
Yeah, having Mark stuck in your head, that can drive you to doing things.
Yeah, like
not
start...
always good things.
They may be regrettable, but you know, it's kind of like starting an old defunct show.
That's right.
Which, by the way, is available on Network Solutions.
Nice.
Mental note: grab that.
Yes. Well, we're glad to have Maud and Shannon here helping us. They're going to be doing a lot of the behind the scenes stuff while we do the show. And so you'll get to interact with them and have some fun. So, all right. Well, Mark, let's go ahead and jump into the news.
I see how it is. I wanted to go last, and you guys don't even let me come in.
Oh, that's funny. Go ahead, Mark.
You're not that important.
Apparently.
No, you.
See, it threw me off when you told me to go next.
No worries. I'm the guy who started an old defunct podcast show. On photography, where it was universally hated, except for these guys. And
no, I hated it.
What's that? Fair enough. My name is Mark Sadowski. I'm also a wedding photographer, and I also do landscape photography on the side. I dragged Maud kicking and screaming with me to do some landscape photography anytime we get a chance. And iPhone photography started with me when I first saw the keynote for the iPhone 4. I always thought that the iPhone cameras were just loads of crap. I had the very first iPhone and just never used the camera because, you know, cell phones back then. Who knew? In fact, I hated cell phone cameras so much that when, what was that movie? Superman Returns.
Oh, yes.
Had that scene where the little kid in nighttime takes out his flip phone, takes a bunch of cameras, and then the very next day They have these beautiful 8x10s that the newspaper says, you know, look what this kid got on his cell phone. I'm like, psh, that's bullshit. That'll never happen. Excuse me. That's bullcrap. That'll never happen. And then the iPhone 4 came out. I'm like, oh, my God, that time is here. That time is now. And I just fell in love with iPhone photography ever since. And I've never looked back. So that's a short end of it. I think I'll leave it at that. Hooray for old defunct shows creating this one.
That's right. Hey, you got to start somewhere.
That's true. And we're almost 100 episodes in. So very happy that Tiny Shutter has stuck around.
Yes. All right. Well, very good. Well, okay. Now, Mark, lead us into the news.
News team, assemble!
I'm going to go ahead and let you take the reins on this news article since you found it, Mark.
This one was found on Petapixel, and it's been circulating, you know, all sorts of websites. I think Petapixel makes reference to the drum. It's a interesting story where, well, let's back up for a second. Right now, there's a lot of tension in the Ukraine, where Ukraine and Russia are kind of at odds with one another. I'll spare the politics of it, but basically, everyone's denying this, denying that. You know, those are just separatists. Those aren't actually Russian soldiers in the Ukraine. If I'm getting anything wrong, it's because I don't listen to NPR enough. And so right now there's that whole thing about an airplane being shot down. Both sides are denying it. And so you have all this happening, and what could possibly turn the tide of a war? Well, this one particular soldier who was very, very active, decided to say,
but first, let me take a selfie.
And that selfie he put on Instagram. It's a soldier by the name of, what's his name here? Sanya Sotkin. And, you know, he has some soldier selfies. That's a new thing.
Yeah. That's soldier selfies.
And what makes these so interesting is that the geotagging on these photos put him in Ukrainian territory. And that's not a good thing. That's actually going to put Vladimir Putin, if anybody's taking this seriously, which I hope somebody is, that's going to put things in hot water. So selfies, some people love them, some people hate them. It just might start a war.
Yeah, I was, when you had posted this for us to look at, I was like, okay, this is interesting. And so I started looking through it. And so, of course, Petapixel and any of the other news outlets that we look to for news, well, eventually you can follow the trail of where it originated. They always said this was done by, and then, let's see, where did they say? The Drum. And The Drum had gotten it from BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
But the only reason why they were able to kind of pinpoint some of the photos in Ukraine was because of the geo option that you have on Instagram, where you can actually post where you took the pictures, which is a great feature if you're doing, you know, landscape photography or things that are, you know, interesting that you want to go back to.
Not so much when you're doing covert operations.
Yeah, no, covert operations and or, you know, taking pictures in your home, showing all of the stuff that's in your home and geotagging it is not a good idea. So you have to be slightly, if not mostly, aware of how you use that feature.
Yeah.
I always turn it off for myself. I never post where I'm at. I'm not like afraid or anything, but I just don't want my photos to be linked to a specific site.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, who knew? I mean, right. this guy, the Sanya guy, who also looks like a bald Jason Mewes, he basically goes on July 7th to say, I still don't understand why what we're doing here. Everyone's going slightly crazy. And, yeah, it's... There's just a lot of things pinning this guy in Ukraine territory, and that's...
So right now, there's certain people trying to drum up that, you know, this is proof that Russia is in Ukraine.
It's evidence. I don't know if it's proof,
right,
though.
Right. Well, evidence or whatever. And then they're trying to also link it to the Malaysians' Flight 17 and that was shot down over Ukraine. So there's a lot of things right now with it that I think people are trying to use it for. I think it's a good way of learning what not to do, especially if you're in the military. And then also, you know, for us in a practical sense, we don't talk about this feature at all for the most part.
Yeah.
Until now.
Well, we're not going to hide any lights.
Yeah. So, Matt, what are your thoughts?
The thing that I found most amusing in that article is that this soldier is a communications expert. You know, and so he definitely communicated to the world that there may be something going on that Russia didn't want us to know about.
Oh, sweet irony.
Yeah. Beyond that, I don't know. I was like, well, that guy's just an idiot, basically.
Bored idiot.
I think that if this truly was a controversy, that Russia would have had him take down his account. As of now, on August 1st, it's still up, and he posted, his last post was 4 days ago. And also, this isn't a new account. He's been at least posting since 134 weeks ago.
He's been posting for at least a few years, couple of years. And I take that back. I don't think this guy's an idiot. It's just crazy. I don't know.
What would you do with this type of notoriety that from your Instagram account, whether good or bad? All of a sudden, you're flooded with people saying that you're a DB, and you know this is proof that you know you're doing wrong things and all that. What would you do with it?
Well, if I was a Russian soldier, I'd say, "What's at first? What's a DB?" second, I'd be, well, here's the thing. I'm looking at his Instagram account. He only has 2,648 followers, which, yeah, that's a lot of people for some. But for something to get quote-unquote notoriety, it's really not that much.
No, it's not.
Unless the NSA is doing something, but, you know.
But it's posted all over the news.
Is it?
It is. I brought up on Google search, you know, there's quite a few articles out there that are
name one
re-reporting. Okay. Well, I got to go.
You're on the spot, Joe.
I know. I got to look it up. Hold on. Because I wasn't ready to do it.
We're not going to spend too much more time on this, but I'm looking at, what we consider news site and what we consider news are two different things. Like if the BBC or Wall Street Journal or New York Times isn't reporting this, which I'm not seeing, I don't think it's going to get much talk. Like TechCrunch and Gizmodo or any of those, yeah, they get a lot of traffic, but they're not exactly going to get the UN attention, I don't think.
Yeah, well, I know is that the guy who originally wrote the first article is an AP reporter, and he specializes in Russia and Ukraine, so I know he's trying to push it out there for the media to jump onto.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll see what happens after that. I'll be curious to see if it takes any flight from it. But I mean, in the meantime, right now, it's I don't know, too soon to tell. I mean, you're talking about, like, I don't know what their cell towers are like, if they're right. accurate, geo right. settings, how close to the Russian border were they. You know, there's so many factors involved. We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, let's talk about some more lighter stuff.
That's right. All right. And did you want to go ahead and talk about the Instagram phenomenon?
No, we'll talk about that in the focus okay. point. But so I guess we have just post pick of the week then, right?
Yep. Go ahead. Bring it up.
Post pick of the week.
All right, Mark, it is your turn. Post pick of the week, if you guys don't know, we go through the Instagram hashtag Tiny Shutter. And we look for an image that we like, and if we choose it, we use it as the cover art for our episode. So we take turns picking post pick of the week, and this week belongs to Mark.
Yay. This week I am picking someone that we were supposed to pick a long time ago.
Yeah.
We were off for a few weeks for other reasons. This gentleman created a great photo. His name is Michael Ulrichs, I guess. His username is Michael, spelled normally, underscore A-H-L-R-I-C-H-S.
Yep.
And his photo is a picture of like a close-up of bamboo. And it's looks almost like it's one of those black and white slash color photos. It's not selective color is the word I'm looking for, but it's not douchey like some of the photos that you see at like the print stores where it's like only the flowers are right. in color and everything else is in black and white. Poorly photoshopped, by the way. This one is done really, really well, and I don't even know if that's what he was actually aiming for. I think it's just the result of the way he took the photo. But you have a lot of stalks of bamboo that are brightly in color, and then some of them are not in color, and then the background is you see a lot of other foliage that's in color. It's a really interesting photo, a lot of great contrast, and I just thought it was really cool. It's kind of refreshing from our other posts that we have. It really stood out, almost HDR-ish too, but yeah. Not overly HDR'd, if that makes any sense. So that's the photo I am picking for post pick of the week. Well done, Michael.
All right, and if you want to put your images in to be chosen for post pick of the week, go on to Instagram and put in hashtag Tiny Shutter, and it will fall in line with the other 20 something thousand images that we have in there. And also go in there and take a look around, see what other people are doing. If you're on Instagram, look us up, friend us, and we'll follow you back. And we'll have fun checking out each other's images. Awesome.
Cool.
All right, let's go ahead and move into focus points.
Focus point.
All right. Matthew, do you have a focus point?
Not specifically. But I would like to mention that my lens that I ordered off of Kickstarter
yeah.
like many moons ago is finally going to ship to me
awesome.
Pretty much now, I guess.
Sweet.
Yeah, so for anyone who hasn't heard us before, I backed a Kickstarter project. I guess it was in the winter.
Yeah.
It's a... an accessory lens for the iPhone. I think they have versions for other phones too. But anyway, it's called the Moment lens, and they have a couple versions. There's a wide angle and a telephoto lens. I chose to receive a wide angle lens, and the thing that really drew me to it is that it's just really great optics, not a lot of distortion in the wide angle like you get with like you know, like the Olaclip and some of the other wide angle lenses have a lot of you know, bowing, you know, barrel distortion and stuff like that.
What was it called again?
The moment lens. The sample photos I've seen from this lens look really great, so I'm really excited to get it. I got an email yesterday just asking for them to confirm my shipping address to them, so, and it said that once they receive that, they're going to ship it out. So hopefully for the next recording, I'll be able to share some thoughts on it with you guys.
That'll be awesome. Cool.
Yeah, it looks like we talked about it. Yeah, episode 79 back in January.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're already, you know, half a year later. 7 months. Yeah. What about you, Matt?
I'm sorry, Mark.
My app is something that I reviewed a little while ago, but I want to review it again because I found something pretty interesting. There's an app called Followers Plus, and it integrates into your Instagram account where it kind of gives you a running stats on who's following you and who's not. It's pretty interesting. You have a choice to see who's a ghost follower, meaning somebody who follows you but never interacts with any of your photos. You also have stats on who has liked your photos the most, who has left you comments the most. It's really interesting stuff. But one thing it also does, in addition to all of that, is give you a running tally of how many followers you've gained, and it also tells you how many followers you've lost. And not only does it tell you how many you've lost, but it shows who has unfriended you. And which in and of itself is, yeah, it's okay stuff, but I kind of overlooked it in the last episode. But in this particular time, I started a new Instagram account called That Polish Photographer, and it's doing okay. But I've been able to look more closely at the followers, because my other account had like a ton of just crap photographers. Wow.
Freudian and slip there, huh?
I hope that doesn't bite me in the ass. It had a lot of crap people. You know, the accounts that are fake, the just a lot of like really commercial stuff. So this one had, you know, I have a lot less people, but a lot more interaction going on, and we're able to do a lot more communicating, which is really cool. But the people who have unfriended me are people that are trying to start something. Yes. And you've seen those profiles where it's they're kind of like what's the word I'm looking for? It's kind of like a collage of other people's work.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to sound remotely familiar, but, you know, hey, if you put this hashtag, I'll feature you on our account.
Right.
Kind of deal, which is almost what we do. Yeah. But we also have a show around ours, so that makes it legitimate. And we legitimately focus, showcase people on our site and talk about them and blah, blah, blah. We're all right. I've already looked at the judge's report, and it's good. But these guys are, I want to mention some of these, but I can't. That'll be mean.
Yeah.
But you have these people that are just trying to start something, and so what the technique is that they will friend you and like a whole bunch of your photos, right? And so that way it entices you to follow back. And then the very next day, they unfriend you. And I've noticed this a lot with those kinds of accounts, the people that are trying to build up their list. Like I have one that's a jewelry company that liked me, liked a whole bunch of stuff, and then unfriended me today. There's this other one that focuses on, you know, all sorts of New England photography with a particular hashtag, and he left me a comment saying, oh, this is great stuff, your work is tremendous, and then he unfriended me. I'll
unfriend you tomorrow.
Yeah. You might have to wait a couple of days, I'll find you. This one actually no longer exists, so if the account changed his name, yeah. So yeah, I just thought it was an interesting phenomenon going on in Instagram.
I actually had a couple of photographers. I won't confirm nor deny if they were married to each other, but they did the same thing, except they waited months later to do it. And I remember because I was like, you know, looking, I was like, oh yeah, you know, they have like 5,000 people following them, which isn't a lot. But then they only were following about 100.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh really? I'm part of that 100? Nope.
See, that's the magic behind it. It makes you feel special.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know, but I thought it was quite odd because it seemed like they were just following everybody. And then when I unfriended, all of a sudden about a month later, they friended me again and I didn't follow them. You know, it was like, yeah, no, I don't need this. But until you mentioned that today, I had totally forgot about that.
Yeah. It's funny stuff. It's kind of that secret to success. You're not a true Instagrammer professional if you don't have a lot of people following you. And that ratio to followers to following has to be skewed in the following section. Like, you need to have like 5,000, but if you go over 200 followers, oh yeah, you're a pariah, and then you have to knock out people. So yeah.
Do you remember the program that came out a couple years ago that was supposed to go through your feed and drop people out? Oh, what was it called? IG Ghost Buster or something like that. I can't remember, but same thing. As that app does, it would go through and there was a calculation that would say, all right, you need to drop these people, but you can go through and choose who not to drop because it could be like family.
Yeah.
And then it would go through all the thousands that you had following and then just cut them off. And so after I did that, I was pretty conscious about who was following me, because I'd get followings a lot, but I would look through if they had upwards of over 2,000 people that they were following, they were not going to see my feed. So I would block them and then unblock them, and I would keep up with it. And then anything that was spammy, same thing, block. And then I've kept it down to where now I think I have about 400 followers and I follow about 500.
Yeah.
Because I know those are good accounts. They're not going to be the collect all and hope that they follow me crowd. So
yeah, you put a lot app. Of you put a out. Lot more effort.
I do.
I got a silly app that just kind of.
No, I'm gonna download it, and it's free. So
it's free. It has some in-app purchases to
never mind.
Well, no, it's not. Yeah. It's a free app. I think if you want to see a few like more detailed engagement listings, you have to pay for it. And then they also have integration with Facebook and Twitter, but that costs way too much.
I don't
need
that.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. My focus point is this. It's the blue microphone. Actually, the blue Mikey. I just picked up a new microphone for doing podcasting. I was a little nervous when I bought it. It was an older version, but the price was good. It was $20 on eBay, brand new. And when I got it, I was like, oh, I hope this works. And I tried it out. I'm actually doing this podcast on my old 3GS with the Blue Mikey connected with the 30-pin connector. And I have to say, I'm really thrilled with it. It's awesome. So if you do
Does
any,
it take pictures?
The phone does. Not the microphone. If you do any recording or any podcasting, this is a great little device. They have newer versions of the Blue Mikey that have extra features, and they also work with the iPhone 4 on up. This one will only work with the 3GS and older, and the old iPod Touch. I got to check to see if it works with any of the iPod Touches, but I think it's pre-iPod Touch devices. But the newer ones cost a little bit more, have more features. They are made for newer iPhones. So if you're, it's really light, it's easy to pack. The iPhone, after you're no longer using it, makes for a great iPod or any other device. So when I am doing my podcasting, I'm using the 3GS with the Blue Mikey, and it's easy to store and use. So I'm really, really thrilled with it. And so check it out. Prices range on whether you can find used ones or old ones, but the new ones run around $99, which isn't bad at all. It does have three settings on it. I'm using the middle setting for conversation. They have a really quiet setting. So if you're in like a concert or a place where it's really noisy, but you want to grab the audio, it works. It works that way to cut down on a lot of the ambient noise. And then the opposite setting is for like conference rooms, when you have a group of people that are all talking and you want to be able to pick up every single bit of noise. So it's pretty cool. I have I'm really thrilled with it.
Nice.
So, all right. Well,
dead air.
Is there anything
yay.
Else that you want to bring up before we go ahead and wind this show down?
I just want to thank Alpha Geek Radio one more time for allowing us to spew our voices all over everybody's ears. It's an honor and a privilege. It seriously is. I'm making light of it, but I am thrilled to that we could all be part of the network, and it's awesome. These are some of my favorite podcasts on this network, from Tom Merritt to Justin Robert Young, the Diamond Club,
Scott Johnson, to
the Frog Pants Network. I mean, I've been listening to Casually Hardcore, which kind of started it all. It was one of the first ones I heard from, all the way, the WoW Radio days, and it's cool. It's this is my Nirvana, so I'm very happy to have all of us be part of this. This is awesome. I never thought we'd be able to do another live show after our Justin TV debacle.
That was still fun, though.
That was fun. We'll talk about that in the post show.
Yes.
But I wanted to let everybody know that, we start broadcasting at 9 p.m. We go into a pre-show mode. We start the show right after that, and then we want to keep everybody for our post show, where we just kind of kick back, talk about photography in general. That's going to be its own separate feed. Still debating what to do with that stuff, but I mean, we'll play that by ear. But yeah, in the meantime, I'm super psyched that this is our first episode. I hope everybody enjoyed it. and I hope we were entertaining. I gotta be honest, I was a little bit nervous today. So.
Oh man, I was nervous all the way up, you know, to when we hit record. I was like, oh, I hope we do this okay.
And
this is going through my head.
Or you could say Matt.
And I treated this as just the same as any other episode.
That's right.
Wait, I got a soundbite for that. I just can't find it. Oh, here we go.
Oh, good for you.
Shannon, Maud, how have our chat room been? That didn't even sound remotely English. How was our chat room today?
Our chat room has been awesome. Big Sweet. Shout out to Wendy for joining us tonight. And good luck with her Civil War picture that she's entered in a Flickr contest. Hope she Ooh. Wins.
Oh, sweet.
Best of luck.
Very cool. Is she on Instagram?
Yes, she is.
Would she allow us to do a shout out?
Let me ask.
It's going to be like a 40-second delay. I didn't think this one through.
No, you didn't.
Well, no, you're talking live and she's chat room is live.
Oh, that's true.
Audio's delayed, but the chat room's live.
All right, you can find Wendy at Wendy Barrett. It's WendyBarrett.
Sweet.
Now,
thanks for coming, Wendy.
Just a warning, she's private and she only accepts invitations from crazy people.
Yep.
That's what she told me anyways.
I can't even find her, actually. That's like it takes me directly to hashtag Wendy Barrett Art.
That's probably her too.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait a minute. I was on the wrong spot. I'm gonna follow. Boom. There we go. Never mind. I was being an idiot. Polish, again. You may say. Yeah, I know. Again, surprise. Very cool. All right, Joe, wrap it up. Did we lose Joe?
Yeah, he dropped off.
Oh my God! Wow. I need a soundbite for that. All right, let me.
Oh, that would be. You do need a soundbite for that.
I do. Let's. This is live. We're doing it live. I'm gonna hang up on Joe and call him back after this thing clears out. In the meantime, Shannon, where can everybody find you on the web?
You can find me on Instagram at Shannon Guy Photo.
Awesome. How about you, Maud?
Instagram Maud Byrne.
Sweet. And Matt, how about you?
Check me out on Instagram at M Hoffman Photo, and also hit me up on Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
Sweet. Joe, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
Sweet. And I can be found on Instagram as well. I am That Polish Photographer. And Joe, I'll let you finish up.
Okay, thanks. Did you already say where they can find the show?
No, Instagram? I thought I'd leave that to you.
Okay, good.
You do the dirty right. work.
You can you can follow the show on Instagram at Tiny Shutter Podcast, and when the show goes up, so will the post pick of the week on that account, and that would also let you know that the show is ready to be listened to. You can also find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/tinyshutter. And then of course, you can go to our website, tinyshutter.com, and anything that we talk about on the show will be on the show notes. And if you were trying to figure out what the app was and you can't spell it correctly like me, and you need to go find it somewhere, you can go on our show notes and all those links will be there. So, all right. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you for bearing with us with some of our technical difficulties. And yeah,
and get used to it. They're gonna
exactly. All right, Mark, why don't you hit it? Take us out of here.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. That's all for this week. See you guys later.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.